It is time to bring in Pat Pagano and take a look at our tri-state forecast. Do I have some stories to tell you, Pat? Good morning.
I have some stories for you, too.
Yesterday, when you said the wind was going to be coming out of the south,
yeah,
you weren't kidding. Okay, in Sharon. Now, where I lived, I don't have a lot of southern exposure, okay? So my house, it was windy, but nothing like it was in Sharon. When I came out of work yesterday morning to head to my home studio, the whole section in front of the station was cordoned off. The wind was strong enough to actually, you know, you had to lean against it. We had multiple trees down in Sharon. And as a matter of fact, right throughout the northwest corner, most of the towns had trees down one place or another. Dutchess County, I think there was over 25 or 30,000 people without power. A good friend, a member of Facebook, sent a picture in, trees falling down at their house. Mm-hmm. And there's a special machine that this guy has that gets rid of tree stumps, you know?
Yeah, we've had similar up at the cabin.
Well, it was Revenge of the Trees yesterday. A tree fell down and destroyed that. What are the chances of a tree falling on?
Knocking down the machine that destroys it.
It's not funny, but it is a little. Hopefully, I'm pretty sure they got insurance. But it was really wild around here for about, I'll say, 2.5-3 hours.
The wind across the state, at least officially, 55 mile per hour.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it.
But that wasn't the highest. The highest came from a place, a town called Milton, Massachusetts. They recorded 80 miles per hour.
Let's hear it from Milton, Massachusetts. Where's Milton?
Where is it?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that it's got to be close to the coast. I mean, I've heard of, I know Blue Hill had 70 mile per hour winds. I'm looking that up right now as we speak. Milton, Mass., it's right around Blue Hill, around the Blue Hill Reservation. Mm-hmm. If you're familiar with Massachusetts, I believe it's not, it's south of Boston, around Quincy, Brockton is south of that, so it's very close to the coast because it's south of Boston. So they had 80 mile per hour winds. Along the Cape, the winds were between 60 and 65 mile per hour winds. I already have a tree down, and I lost power yesterday from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. right in the middle of this whole thing. I mean no power at all. Dead. And thank goodness for our neighbors. I had text them. They were, without power. But one of our neighbors has a connection at the electric company, Rockland and Orange, and she texted them, and they told her that a pole, electrical right. wire pole, fell down, and they were expecting a few hours, you know, before they can get the pole up with the wires back, and that's what it was. So it was kind of interesting because I know there were tornado watches and everything flying all over the place in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, in Delaware, and none of my clients there were able to reach me because they couldn't get through.
Yeah, it was. We had multiple blips in our power here, but you've got to get yourself a generator there, Pat. It's not that expensive. It really isn't. It cost a quarter of what you paid for the top half of your teeth. Okay? A quarter of that.
Really?
And the automatic start. Yeah, you can get it for your place. You can get it for your place, honest to gosh, probably 4,000 bucks installed, automatic start.
Yeah, and it would work on not gasoline, but gas, right?
Propane.
Natural
propane.
Gas?
No,
oh,
propane.
Propane.
Yeah, you would want to work on propane.
I have to look into that, and I do have a question concerning the power outage to Mr. Marshall, but before I do that, yeah. I want to go over the weather.
Okay.
Today will be partly sunny, of course, no wind like yesterday. It'll be a little breezy, but not bad, 55 to 60. Now, we have a system to our south, That may bring a rain or snow shower tonight. Not a big deal, upper 30s. If you have a rain or snow shower tomorrow morning, wave bye-bye, and the sun returns, 50 to 55. Thursday, a system comes in from the west with an early snow shower, then partly cloudy again in the afternoon, breezy, 50 to 55. Friday, the opposite. We start with sun, it clouds up, we get some rain coming in later in the day, mid-50s. That rain will taper off Saturday morning. Then Sunday, we'll start with sun, and more rain comes in later in the day.
Jeez.
Yeah, so you need a scorecard. For the most part, all of this stuff is very, very light. But needless to say, we have to put it in the forecast. So a lot of changeable weather. Okay, so here is the question from Marshall Miles.
All right.
After the power came back.
Yeah.
Of course, it was running around and resetting all the clocks. Bringing the computers back up. And I noticed last night, before I noticed anything else, that when I tried to put on Netflix or Amazon Prime, I got the sign on my TV that said home settings. It said check your internet connection. So I went to networks, and there's my network, and I clicked on it, and I would see it would say scanning, then it says connected, then it said disconnected. Scanning, connected, disconnected. So nothing there can get onto Netflix or Amazon Prime. Then I noticed on our home computer, the Mac, no network. And more importantly, I couldn't get onto my laptop either with Wi-Fi. They said no network. So from what I read on the internet, and you could confirm this, they said when that happens after a power outage, I have to reset the router and the modem.
Yep. Yep. You have to do that, but also wireless is affected more than wired. But yes, you should, when you have a power outage, when it comes back on, the first thing you do is reset your main modem, and then if you have anything attached to that, like a router, you reset that, and you do that with all your computers and stuff off, and then once it all resets, put everything on. Yep.
Okay, so here's my confusion this morning. Excuse my ignorance. I have Verizon for our office, and I have Optimum for the home. And Verizon, I'm looking at here, right behind my phone, it's tall and thin, it stands straight, it says Verizon on it, and on the top there's a little globe.
No, you gotta unplug it.
No, that's... What is that? Is that the router or the modem?
That's probably the modem.
That's the modem.
Yeah.
Okay, because I have the same thing for Optimum on the other side. Yeah. But underneath, I have this blue box that has four blue lights on it. Is that the router? I thought that was the modem. Optimum.
No. The four blue lights are probably the different computers that are hooked up to your. That's your router.
The router.
Yeah, you should reset. You reset everything. You reset everything. That's what you have to do. You have to reset everything.
Now they told me that I have to take the batteries out of the router.
Yep.
Well, modem. I have to take it out of the modem, right?
Out of the modems. Yeah. If you've got batteries in there, you have to take them out because it has to go completely dead, and you leave it dead for about a minute, and then put it back on. That's get a generator. Get a generator. Shoot. Your internet might still be out, but you won't have, when it comes back on, you won't have to reset everything. I'm telling you, my life changed when we had that 10 days where we didn't have power at my house, right. And I went out, and I want to say back then it was around $4,000 to install because I got a small house, an automatic start propane generator, and I have not had a worry since then. And it's the best $4,000 or $5,000 you'll ever spend, Pat. Best $4,000 or $5,000.
And you should get a propane, which means I'll need a propane tank. Right?
Yeah. It's just. What type? Do you cook with propane or electricity?
No, cook with regular gas.
With regular yeah. gas. Oh, well, yeah. if you get regular gas there. See, we don't get regular gas up here. We have to use propane.
Oh,
but
okay.
if you get regular gas service there and you add a generator,
yeah,
they'll probably lower your bill because the more you use, they lower it a little bit. The more appliances you have that are fed by gas, okay. You get a better deal.
Okay.
So my advice to you, get that generator. It's not there. They're not big. They're not noisy. And they're certainly nice. They're certainly nice.
I see. I just called it up, and I see. What is it called? Generac?
Yeah.
There's a Generac. And this one that I'm looking at is this factory. 4,700.
What power? How many watts does it?
22.
2,200 or 22,000?
20. It just says 22 kilowatt.
Kilowatt.
KW?
That would be more than enough to handle your in case of an emergency where you could keep in contact with your clients and everything.
200 amp, right.
Yep. So you should investigate it, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Because it saves a lot of headaches in the long run, and your clients will be able to reach you either by telephone, even if they could only do it by telephone, they'll be able to reach you. You know, I mean, or text message. It's just, and you could do your work on your computers. So you should get a generator.
Right, but once you buy this, then you have to find somebody to install it.
Your electrician. Who did your electric work?
Yeah, okay. They do it?
Yeah, install it, charge it.
But it's got to be hooked up to gas, so will they also? Yeah, I guess not. I guess so, because they do our electric and heating. Right, exactly.
Yeah. This will cost another $300-$400, but you know what? It's a great investment, and it adds value to your house.
Okay.
So that's my advice to you.
Thank you, Mr. Miles. Thank you very, very much. After I get off the air, I will reset the modem and the router, and hopefully that will take care of the problem.
We have generators here at the station, all of our transmitter sites at my house, Jill's house. It's just a wise investment.
And it's peace of mind.
That's exactly right. It's peace of mind. So my advice to you, what my 2 cents worth is, get yourself a generator and get it installed quickly.
Yeah. Quickly, yeah.
Now watch. Once you install it for about 6 months, you won't need it. And you'll say, what did I install this for? But then all of a sudden it catches up and you see, wow, how great it is to have a generator. So.
Okie dokie.
There's the advice. All right.
Thank you, Marshall.
All right. We'll check with you tomorrow morning.
That sounds good.
Take care, Pat.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now, Pat began with this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast and generator talk here on Robin Hood Radio.